Hello and welcome to Facing Death and Then Living Your Life podcast. We could say that many of us, if not all, have faced a form of death. It could be a physical threat or an emotional one. This podcast is about life, death, and what can happen in between. And my name is Andrea. This is our second episode of what could be considered the second season, trying to get into the habit of what I want to share, do it a little bit more often than in the past. And just a quick reminder to you that I'm not an expert. I'm not a psychologist or a life coach or a researcher of the human condition. I just want to share my journey, the things that I've learned from my life, especially as a breast cancer survivor. And I just want to present to you my perspective. And if I happen to give any advice, I suggest that you try it on your own, test it, hopefully with a willing heart and an open mind. And yeah, this episode, I'm going to try to touch a little bit on that first surgery that I have as a breast cancer survivor 6 years ago. It was actually in September. Maybe by the time this episode comes out, it will be in September. And the theme that I wanted to touch base or share or remind you is about that act of letting go, that act of not getting attached to things, to people, even to things from our own body. For example, in my case, when I had as part of my treatment, I had the option to choose to having a double mastectomy, letting go of my breasts, not being attached to them, that wasn't going to be my only defining factor as what it meant to be a woman. And also, one lesson that I had back then was the letting go of the expectations. When I went into the surgery, it was expected that I was not gonna, based on the results back then, the initial test, that I was not gonna need chemotherapy or radiation. But once after the first surgery, when they actually took out the tumor and, you know, were able to measure it properly, it turned out that it was bigger than expected and that there was a second tumor already forming. So I needed to have chemotherapy. I think it was like 16 chemotherapies and like 28 radiations, which was not expected. When the oncologist gave me this news, when I went to see them after my first surgery, and it was a shock and I did cry. But then something switched in me and I was like, okay, we're going to do the treatment. This is what I can do. Let's go for it and try to have the best attitude as I could. And that's why when I get to talk to a new breast cancer patient that haven't had the surgery, I try to remind them, based from an experience, you know, wait also until you actually have the surgery and get the results back. Be open for whatever happens and that, you know, face it accordingly. And one of the biggest lessons that I had from that experience was a lesson in humility. I think that's the word. When they told me I was going to have that surgery, the breast cancer specialist mentioned that I was not going to be able to move my arms enough to be able to go to the bathroom by myself and clean myself, that I was going to need help. I really thought they were, you know, joking. And actually, in my case, it was absolutely true. The first 2 weeks, I believe, like, someone had to go with me to help me clean after I, you know, went to the restroom. I was very lucky that I had family staying with us, my sister that came to visit us for that first surgery, and she had kids, so she had experience in that part. And my husband too, like, I let go of that, you know, not wanting him to see me that way. I didn't have a choice, you know, I needed to go to the bathroom, I needed to be clean. So it was a really big lesson on first letting go and accepting help when I needed. And this first surgery was one of the biggest physical pain I have ever experienced so far. And how this pain has helped me in my present. Right now, and I still struggle with things in life, especially now that I'm trying to pursue a visual artist career. That is not easy. It's a lot of my own expectations. And if I ever feel I wanted to give up, since this was my biggest regret when I was diagnosed with breast cancer, remembering this pain, even just for a second, helps me, you know, like, I cannot give up. This is my second choice in life. I gotta keep pursuing what my heart is desiring. So if you ever go back to being afraid or doubtful about something, take a moment and really try to remember the things that you have faced in the past, the challenges that you have actually overcome, even if they're little ones. Even if it's just getting one day in the morning and you didn't want to do exercise, for example, but you were able to do at least 5 minutes of, I don't know, walking the treadmill. The fact that you did that, what pushed you through it? There are always things that help us in our present to face and learn and grow. And if you're in this moment going through a physical issue, surgery, take a time to understand your body, and also take your time to let your body heal. Because sometimes we want to rush our own healing, and that's sometimes not what is required of us. And yeah, I guess that's basically it. This is me still trying to come with a habit. These short episodes, it's what inspired me today. I hope this is just a reminder of practicing that letting go. And whatever you can do to, because even in my case, I still struggle with not getting attached to material things or with people. And there are ways to practice these things. Take a moment, be grateful for the experiences that you have had today or in your life so far. And the truth is that we could die at any moment, and we're not going to be able to bring with us or take with us any material things. Who knows what happens? But yeah, like, it's take one day at a time, and on your own way, just keep finding the things that you can do to help you be better in the circumstances that you are. You know, I actually recorded this part on another day when I realized that I talked about letting go, but I actually didn't share what I do on how to let things go. And I just remember about it this week and decided, you know, I'm just going to record the second part. Hopefully it'll be edited properly. If not, then that's just how the way it is. And it will be very quickly, hopefully, what I'll share. And these are the things that I do. There are plenty of things out there. These are not new things that I'm suggesting. It's just the things that have helped me. When I'm stuck with something, when I am having an issue with one of my fears, when I'm getting anxious about something and just that feeling in my chest that it just feel like it's pressing my lungs and I cannot breathe, But one of the things that I did a lot when I got my breast cancer diagnosis, it could have been also because I was already in my path to be a yoga teacher, and in there we do meditation practices, breathing practices. I started listening to way more meditations, especially at night. I had put my headphones and select a YouTube video. I know there are podcasts there too that have meditations. And I set up my phone to shut off. Let's say, okay, I'm going to leave it for like 3 minutes or 1 hour. Then the cell phone shut off on its own. Hopefully, I'll be asleep by then. But especially when I couldn't move my arms and I had to sleep, I couldn't sleep all flat on my back, so I needed to sleep reclined in the living room. We have the big TV. I barely was able to, be able to turn it on and select a YouTube meditation that I could listen to if I was awake in the middle of the night because I couldn't move. I do believe a lot in the power of meditation that it gives you. When I'm stressed out about something, even now, it's like, okay, I'm gonna take 20 minutes. Some people more experienced than me, they suggest meditate in the morning and meditate like maybe mid-afternoon or like a 4 or 5 p.m. Some people suggest 20 minutes, but even in my case, sometimes I struggle to do 20 minutes. So I even just put myself to 5 minutes. There are 5-minute meditations out there, or even if the apartment is quiet, if no one is home, I can just listen to that silence, concentrate on my breath, at least 5 minutes. And then with time, you might do more. If not, it's okay, but even I think 5 minutes help with meditation. Another thing that I do is like I write. If it is a person that I'm having issues with, I write up like by hand. I have a notebook or a piece of paper and I write a letter, letting all out all my emotions, my feelings, what is frustrating, what I expect from the other person. And you don't have to send this letter. You can throw it away, burn it, But the writing part of letting it out, it kind of releases some energy in my case. And another thing that I do, I talk to someone. Sometimes, yeah, my husband, sometimes a friend, but I also have a life coach that has been helping me for, I think, a year now for different areas of my life, with my fear of recurrence, my issues with trying to be an artist, and family issues as well that I had to face. And I think that talking to someone that is also specialized, that have that training to help you guide and asking the right questions, that is very important. Because sometimes, yeah, our friends and our family, they can give us an advice, but sometimes it's not the advice that we need. And also sometimes it's just, if it is a person that we're having issues with, how they're going to be, objective to giving us the right advice. So that outside perspective really helps in that part of our healing. And another tip that sometimes I do too is like I'll go for a walk. If you live in an area that you can, go grab coffee and sit down and take a book to read, to remind yourself that these things shall pass. There are the good moments, there are the bad moments. We're living in this pendulum of life. But sometimes they're going for a walk. If you go to a park, that movement also helps. We might not provide a quick solution right away, but it gives you that breather, that take a moment for yourself. And sometimes that helps you calm and bring you a little bit of peace and be able to see the things different, with a different perspective or a different emotion. And since I'm sharing about meditation and writing letters, Because one of the things that I do in my in when I'm in the mornings when I wake up is I write a letter to God. So in this term or sharing this, I wasn't ready to share it right away, but I might as well do. I created a separate podcast. I actually created two separate podcasts. One podcast where I share part of these letters that I write to God, that I write to life, to the universe. They're not religion. I'm not talking about the Bible. I'm not talking about, you know, converting anyone. Sometimes they might read as prayers. And the podcast name, that podcast name is Letters Addressed to God. It's already in some of the platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, I don't know what other ones. I might share more about it later on. But yeah, that's one podcast. And I started creating a podcast to share some of the meditations that I record, that I practice with my own voice. Some of them might have background music, other ones might just be my voice. There are two right now, and that title of that podcast is OHM, O-H-M. If you search it, you might find two. One is in Spanish and one is in English. The same, well, the letters addressed to God, it's also a Spanish podcast that I also have. So basically, I have four more podcasts. No, six more podcasts. And I didn't want to share it yet because I don't want to be like this one, that there's a lot of time that passes in between when I'm not sharing anything. But hopefully this is a better fit of things that I can share. I don't put everything under this podcast because maybe some of you are not interested in meditations and others might not be interested about the letters that I write. So that's why I'm keeping them separate. So yeah, this is what I wanted to share extra. And hopefully this will help. And yeah, this is basically it, what I wanted to share today. I hope that you take something out of it. If you have a friend or relative that you think this episode can be useful, just a reminder, please share it. There's a Facebook page that I created called Facing Death and Then Living Your Life. And also on Instagram, the same, Facing Death and Then Living Your Life. Sorry, Facing Death and Living Your Life. The same for the Facebook page, Facing Death and Living Your Life. And from here, I just hope you're at peace, that you are healthy, and thank you for taking the time to listen. And until next time, until the next episode of Facing Death and Then Living Your Life podcast. Hopefully this is a reminder to keep on living and hopefully transcending.